Okay, so for today's learning of Mishnah Berurah Yomi, we share a very important halacha that relates to the lighting of Neres Shabbos, and that is that even though, as we learnt, the mitzvah of lighting Neres Shabbos generally devolves upon the woman of the home, nevertheless, the husband is supposed to contribute in some way to the mitzvah of lighting Neres Shabbos. So we mentioned that the mitzvah is really a home-based mitzvah. So technically speaking, just like the woman is chayav to light neiros for Shabbos, so too the husband is chayav to light neiros for Shabbos. It's not a specifically woman-based mitzvah. However, the general assumption in halacha is that the woman is supposed to be the one lighting the neiros for Shabbos for two reasons. Number one, there's a practical reason. Says the Shulchan Aruch, a lady is mitsuya babayis. She's just more around. She's occupied with taking care of the home. And since lighting neiros Shabbos is a home-based mitzvah, it's meant to illuminate the home, it's meant to give einik Shabbos to those that are in the home, and it helps the shalom bayis when people have a well-lit home around them. So the woman's generally, practically, the one to take care of mitzvahs that relate to the home, and since she's mitzuya babayis, she should be the one lighting neiros for Shabbos. That's the practical reason, and also there's a spiritual reason. Since this mitzvah's misakin, it rectifies the sin of the Eitz Hadas, and Chava was the one that instigated that sin by enticing her husband, Adam HaRishon, to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Therefore, the woman should be the one being misakin her original chet by lighting the neiros for Shabbos. So be that as it may, technically speaking, the mitzvah is a general mitzvah that's not specifically geared for women. However, halachically, the Shulchan Aruch says that the woman's supposed to be the one lighting neiros for Shabbos for two reasons. Number one, there's a practical reason. The Mishnah Berurah says there's also a spiritual reason, as we mentioned, in Misakim the Chet of Chava during the Eitz Hadas. And the question is, if, in fact, the woman's the one lighting neiros for Shabbos, should a husband take part and participate in any way? So the Mishnah Berurah says that there's a minig, that a man prepares the neiros for Shabbos, and that's his contribution, that's his participation in the mitzvah, since technically he really is chayev just like the woman. So how should he prepare the mitzvah? So there are many ways in which a man could prepare the mitzvah of hadlakas neiros Shabbos. For instance, the man, according to the Paiskim, should really be the one to set up the candles on the candle holders. He should set up the oil, right? He should pour the oil. He should set up the wicks. He should be the one to purchase the candles in the candelabra. Any way that a man could contribute to preparing the neiros for Shabbos, it's a very big inyan. It's a toiv. It's a proper. It's not a chiyuv per se. From the letter of the law, he's not obligated to do that. But it's a minig that the man prepares the neiros for Shabbos and in this way contributes to the mitzvah of his wife. That's what the Paiskim bring down, l'halacha. The Shevet HaLevi brings this down. The Mishnah Berurah brings it down. All the Paiskim bring down this inyan, this minig that the man prepare the neiros. Now, interestingly enough, the Mishnah Berurah brings the minig of the man pre-burning the wick as his participation. And the question is, are people dafka supposed to be makbar about this type of preparation or not? So some place can bring this down, that even though from the letter of law there's no chiyav for the man to pre-burn the wick before hadlakas neiros Shabbos, but the minig is that the man should do that. Why? Because then the wick is charred well, and it will light well when the woman lights it, and therefore you're somewhat preparing and participating in the mitzvah of neiros Shabbos. Not everyone agrees. The Chaznish says that today's candles don't have this inyan because they are good wicks and they catch fire right away, and therefore it's not really helping that much when the husband pre-burns the wick. So that's what the Chaznish says, that this form of preparing the wick by pre-burning it is not something that needs to be done today because it doesn't enhance his wife's hadlaka in a major way. Others still are makbid, that to pre-burn it and pre-char it so that it lights smoother and better. Be that as it may, a husband, based on this minig, should do something to prepare the neiros for Shabbos, whether it's putting the oil in, whether it's buying the oil, that is really up to the husband. But the Mishnah Berurah does bring down the pre-burning thing, which the Chaznish says doesn't really apply today, because today it's not really something that enhances the hadlaka. Now, we said that the woman's supposed to be the one lighting neiros for Shabbos. What if the woman's not home? So you have the husband and you have a girl, let's say, over bas mitzvah. So this is a machlekes ha'paiskim. Who should light in that case? Most paiskim say that the husband should light. The husband should light. Rabbi Yashiv seems to disagree and say that the girl over bas mitzvah shalait, but this is the machlekes regarding a family that has the woman out of town or not available to light, who shalait in that scenario.